The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
You know what's extra funny, I think? Horse farts.
Horse farts?
Yeah, we have some horse farts coming up.
Love that.
Yep.
Love that.
I don't think I've ever heard that.
Oh. Yeah, one of the most classic episodes of Seinfeld was when Kramer fed one of those horses that does the tours around New York, fed him beefaroni. And it was farting as they were taking, but it didn't play the fart sound. It just like was them reacting to the smell of it.
Oh my God.
But we're going, you know, 2024. We got the farts sounds from the horses.
Yeah, we need that.
Yeah.
We need to hear it.
Do we?
Mm-hmm.
Gotta have it.
Right. And then the situation where the horse was farting is what really makes it extra funny. You know? So on the regular old show, Riggins was talking about how he always talks about this crush he's got on Kate plus eight, Kate Gosselin, and she lives around here. And what would you do if you ran into her somewhere? Would you wouldn't even approach her, though, would you, and say, hi, I'm a fan, or what?
Yeah, I would definitely approach her.
You would?
Yeah, because I genuinely find her attractive.
Because you would want her to punch you in the mouth.
Not right then. Maybe later if she plays her cards right. Yeah, I would absolutely ask her out on a date.
And you know, Lindsay, that's weird about that is that he's usually not into older women.
Yeah.
You know, or women with kids.
Yeah.
That's right. Not really what that I'm looking many. For.
Yeah.
But they're adults now. And
I honestly didn't think you were into aggressive women. Where have I been?
Oh.
Oh, come on now.
Yeah.
Wait, like a little really?
Aggression. Yeah, so don't even play fight with him or he'll get a Woody.
I'm not even gonna.
Hey Google, how do you unboner a wiener?
I heard someone say that on the. This guy has cheers already. He's like, hey Google, how do you unboner a wiener?
Oh my gosh.
I'll find that guy's there because I want to give him credit because I laughed hysterically.
All right, so we got the extra funny stuff that's extra funny coming up next.
More extra funny next. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
So, 30 years ago, 1994, October of 1994, my wife Jody and I got married in just a traditional little small town Methodist church. No big fanfare or anything. Jody wasn't a bridezilla, of course, because if she would have been, y'all wouldn't even know her right now because we would have never gotten married. Because I can't deal, y'all. I can't deal.
Oh, no.
Lindsay, y'all got married on the beach, right? In Jamaica or somewhere.
It was on the water in Key West.
On the water. I got a boat? On a boat?
No, just like a area on
paddleboards.
Just floating platform.
It was on land, but it was overlooking not a beach, but the water.
Okay. So it was a dock. You got married on a dock.
A cliff.
Yeah, some would say. Yeah.
And you probably we didn't know you back then. We knew you, but yeah. you had left us high and dry and we had nothing for you at that point.
Right.
But you wouldn't have been a bridezilla.
No.
Ever.
No.
And nothing real fancy or out of the ordinary for your wedding.
No, and I know so because my makeup artist canceled a week prior. I did my own makeup. I did my own hair.
Wow. No, you did not. Yes. Oh, my God.
I did my own hair and I did my own makeup.
You did your own hair.
Which actually is shocking because people usually, even the simplest people, like mm-hmm. want to be pampered on their wedding, but not me.
They at least have somebody fix their hair and do that for the bridesmaids and all that.
I did my very own.
How many bridesmaids did you have?
We didn't have.
No.
Mm-mm. It was super small. Yeah, we didn't have any of that. So,
but the majority of the guests were his family, though, right? The big old Midwest family.
Yes. Our max was 50 people that the place held. His family, there were like 35 of his family.
All from Chicago?
Various parts of the Midwest. Okay. Yeah.
Were they pissed that they don't have casseroles in Key West?
I think they brought their own, actually.
It was hot in Key West.
Like the plane ride, the casserole got cold.
I bet you they were burning
up. It was hot. It was it was the very first of June, so it shouldn't have been as hot as it was. It was just like an abnormal weather thing going on. But yeah.
So does your husband tan easily?
No.
No?
No. He can look at the sun and be burnt to a crisp.
And you married him?
I know. It's shocking.
Wow.
I know. He's very fair, and so my son got his skin
tone. Yeah, your son looks like him.
Yeah, just like him. And my daughter has my skin tone, which is like olive-ish.
Yeah, so she'll obviously be more successful in life.
Clearly.
You know,
yeah.
With the olive skin.
Yeah.
Because that husband of yours is such a loser, I guess. You can't tan. You're never going to make anything of yourself.
Never.
Yeah, but how long was the ceremony, you know?
15-20
Was it a man or woman that did the service?
A man.
And was he a man of God or just like a internet ordained?
No, he was a pastor.
Oh, like okay. From Key West?
Miami, actually. Oh. It sounds weird, but yeah.
So obviously he was on the cocaine.
And he's super attractive.
Was it Pitbull? Pitbull, Enrique Iglesias.
Yeah. Oh, Enrique.
Love him. Damn Don Johnson, man.
He looked like Enrique Iglesias.
He did?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Good for him.
He was attractive. About to leave Kyle for him. Like, what are you doing later?
So, does Kyle enjoy the beach? Because y'all are at the beach all the time, it seems like.
So, my parents live there. So we go all the time for free, you know, so we got to make a.
And is he under the umbrella all the time?
He has, like, there's no, he will put 100 SPF, still go out under the umbrella and get burnt. Mm. It's so sad. I feel so bad for him.
But does he, I mean, it seems like, though, that if that's the way he does, he wouldn't even like being out there.
He does, though. He does enjoy it. I mean, and he golfs a lot, and he's already had cancer in his ear that he's got removed. He got, like, that Mohs surgery. Yeah. Have you ever heard of that? Uh-huh. He's already had that, like.
Wow.
It's tough. His family's from Sweden. His, like, grandparents, his parents, so.
Oh, so his parents are first-generation Americans?
His grandparents came over on the boat, basically, with his
parents. Right, so his parents were the first ones born on U.S. soil.
You know, I'm too stupid to know what that means, TJ.
Man,
Sweden,
huh?
Yeah, Sweden. Yeah, Bloom, it was actually B-L-U-M, and they made them change it when they got here to B-L-O-O-M because there were too many B-L-U-Ms.
Oh.
Yeah, so random, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Did he get sunburns a lot when he played baseball?
He did. Yeah. I think
that's where he got that cancer.
Because he'd always wear a hat, but you know, the ears, it was inside of his ear and it was never.
Because, I mean, how goofy would that look if he had to wear those flaps over his, you know.
Worth it. Yeah. Yeah. Bless his heart.
Like he had those. like those winter hats and he tied it off of him.
Yeah. Yeah, he does have one of those sun hats that comes over. I mean, they look so stupid, but you know, the fishing hats.
Mm-hmm.
But,
that's cool, though.
Yeah, bless.
I have to protect my Swedish skin.
Yes, Swedish? Yeah.
So, yeah, I wouldn't have figured that you would be, you know, crazy bridezilla and all. But I was also surprised to learn that y'all got tattoos.
I know.
As part of your wedding.
Pretty sure that was my idea.
Yeah.
He was like, you sure you want to do it? Yes. Let's go. The day after, I'm like, still in love.
Yeah, right.
I'm in love.
Honeymoon phase.
Yeah.
And what would you have done if he would have let you do it and then backed out?
I actually made him go first to make sure that we were doing it.
I'm just going to dip if that's all right.
See, I don't know if I could do that. Like right now, if Jody said next week, if she said, all right, it's our 30th anniversary. Let's just go get a little tattoo to commemorate, you know, our lives together and all that. As much as I long for her to be loving and all like that.
Yeah.
You know, affectionate and let's do, you know, that sort of thing. And I hunger for it. You know I do. I hunger for it. I hunger for a crust of bread of love from her. Mm-hmm. Just a crumb. But I don't think I could do it. I'd say I'm not going to do it.
And you're not really into tattoo. I mean,
no, neither is she, but I'm just saying if she got that idea and she said, I really, really want to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could do it.
Really?
And they're addictive, too. So once you get one, you just want to keep getting them.
So I've heard that.
But it's true.
So you want more?
So I'll tell you why this was probably not. Do we have time to get wasn't probably.
Yeah, the horse farts will wait for a minute. Yeah, he can wait a minute.
But just real,
hurry up.
Real quick. So this was probably jumping the gun because the day after the wedding, we got it right. And I mean, I could take it or leave it. Like, okay. When Teddy died, and I know we talked about how in love with it. So,
that was her dog.
Yeah. So when he passed about a year ago, the day after, I was like, I need to get a tattoo of Ted. Like, I need to get something so cute. He had one ear up, one ear down at all times. I wanted, like, the outline of his ear. I thought that would be so cute. But now, the reason you should wait, kids, is now I'm like, I'm glad I didn't do that, you know? So I probably jumped the gun on this wedding one a little bit, you know?
Didn't you used to have to cover up your other one to do, like, the photo shoots and stuff?
Yeah, and tattoos are, people look at them as, like, trash. I mean, any type of photo shoot, or, like, if you're a lady, like you were saying, if you're a lady cat, if you dance for the NBA, like, you're covering your tattoos. They're not, like, look at me. Like, they're, what are they viewed as, trashy? I mean, what would you say? So, some people might think.
Yeah, so
not professional.
They're not professional.
That's what I was thinking.
I mean, because you know, if you walked into a hospital and the surgeon that's about to do your emergency brain surgery is covered in tattoos, you're going to jump back a little bit. He could be the best surgeon around.
Right.
But if he's got a big neck tattoo.
Right.
Then you're going to, you know, be taken aback if he's about to operate on one of your family members.
Right, exactly. But I wonder if now people are more lenient about it. I mean, definitely not the NBA or NFL. Like, you got to cover your tattoos. But I don't know if people, I don't know. I don't know how people look at it now.
Yeah, it's more accepted now. And because, you know, people are just tatted all over.
Right.
But again, that's part of the war on beauty that's going on that I talk about all the time.
Yeah.
True. Like, you didn't see any of those Victoria's Secret models in that fashion show, you know, blazing a tattoo sleeve.
Right.
I mean, it's a great look for certain professions, and certain professions it's not.
It'd have been a whole lot hotter if they did.
Mm. Especially a face tattoo. That's it's never good.
But I think those are great because it lets you know what to expect from people.
Right.
You know, if they got a big face tattoo, then you know, hey. This is not someone I'm going to ask medical advice from.
Right. Like Post Malone.
Yeah.
You never ask him.
As I look at Post Malone, as you know, he's nice.
Uh-huh.
He's mannerly and sweet and talented, but a bad decision maker in parts of his life. He's just as much as I like Jelly Roll. Jelly Roll's a bad decision maker when you look at those tattoos all over his face and everything.
Yeah.
I think both of them would agree with you as well, right?
I don't know about Post Malone.
I thought they both said they regret most of them.
I don't know. I don't know about Posty.
Posty.
So, this lady is getting married. It's her wedding. She gets pulled up on a horse-drawn carriage. And she gets out of the carriage. Her dad meets her there and is walking her. They're out, you know, in this field, and he's walking her down the aisle. But as soon as she gets out of the carriage, the horse just starts ripping ass. So, listen carefully. And they're trying not to laugh. It's
just going on and on. She's trying to walk down the aisle.
And I like how it's very subtle. Yeah. It's not like.
It's like all of a sudden, it's just like, I'm trying to ease this out, y'all. But.
Poor guy.
I like the ones that are like, and then stop for a second, then it just.
He's embarrassed.
But I mean, you take that chance when you put livestock in the wedding. You know what I mean?
Some dramatic stuff.
Oh, God.
But I do like the fact that. She was trying not to laugh. She and her dad were laughing, you know, not freaking out or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd be laughing up at the altar. I'd be laughing everywhere.
I would have had to call time out till I composed myself, probably.
You have to.
Yeah. And I'm not one that thinks fart humor is that funny all the time. But if it's horse farts, yeah.
Absolutely.
In a situation like that.
Yeah. That horse, horse doesn't care. It's your wedding. He got a rip. He's been eating oats all day.
Yeah. You have that on your video for life.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll do it one more time. He's trying to hold it.
You know what it sounds like? That someone's doing it with their mouth, their tongue, you know.
But I've never heard a horse fart, so I don't know if that's a generic sounding one or if that was different. Because I would assume I was expecting it just to be a loud, like an elephant or something.
Yeah,
same. That's a classier.
Yeah, I mean, he knew he was in a formal situation.
Yeah,
he couldn't help it.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.